Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All in favor to help Justine get revenge on her boyfriend, say aye.
Aye!
Aye!
Okay, she is ready. I love it. Justine, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, so all we know that you have a boyfriend named Lucas, and you want some revenge on him.
Boy, do I want some revenge on this guy. You have no idea what this man has put me through.
Okay, so what happened?
All right, first let me give you a little bit of basis on Lucas. You know, he was an only child growing up and always wanted to be like the big brother. He's clearly getting all those big brother fantasies fulfilled with my little brother.
Okay.
Lucas thought it would be funny to play a prank on me in this attempt to bond with my brother. So my little brother plays on the JV football. He had won his first game. I guess Lucas and him had made a pact that if my brother won, Lucas would pants me at the game.
What? That's not a...
Yeah.
What?
What kind of agreement is this?
How old are we?
Now, I don't know if you grew up under a rock, but pants is the ultimate embarrassment growing up. It's basically you get behind the person and you pull their pants down.
Dude, I was mortified. You know, like, I had no idea this was going to happen. And not to mention that, like...
Oh, my God.
My grandma was at the game, and I was wearing, like, my old school underwear. I went to high school at this school.
What does old school underwear mean? Like a throwback panties, or...
Yeah, like, you know, like grandma panties and stuff like that.
Okay, not the attractive one.
Granny panties.
It was laundry day that day.
For lack of better words, yes.
Okay.
So...
Could have been worse, though. Granny was there. She could have been rocking the crotchless G-string ones. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Oh, my God.
That would have been horrible.
Okay. Anyways, it's all horrible. And we need to get back at your man.
Oh, yes. That's why I'm calling you.
I mean, I'm sorry, because I did chuckle for a little bit, but that's really embarrassing.
Way to go, Anish.
Hey.
That's insensitive of you. All right, Justine, what we're going to do is we're going to get all in favor. Say aye.
Aye.
Let's get back at him, Justine. We are going to put 333 seconds on our show clock for you.
That's right.
Give you 333 seconds to coax your man to baby talking to you live on the radio, okay, Justine?
Okay.
We're just going to eavesdrop. I will ask you this. Text your granny, text your friends, text your alma mater to listen to Live 101.5. That way everybody is listening to your man embarrass himself, okay?
Awesome.
I love it. Wait, are you wearing pants now, or are you just at the hell with it? You are wearing your pants. Okay, just checking. All right. Got revenge on the mind. We got you. It's the Cupcake Call up next. Your Morning Mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, umpty. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, so we're back with a cupcake call. We talked to a Justine. So she's dating this guy, Lucas. I guess he's really trying to get in good with her, but I think it backfired.
Yeah.
He's trying to get along with her younger brother. They go check out her brother at a JV football game.
Mm-hmm.
And your younger brother, Justine, bet him if they won that he will pants you at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you were wearing your granny panties.
Oh. Yeah.
Is it worse that you were wearing granny panties, or would it have been a lot better if you were wearing that Vicky's Secrets laced up?
I think it would have been better if I was wearing the Vicky's, but it's besides the point. The whole fact that I got pants.
Exactly, girl. You shouldn't have been pants at all. You should be wearing whatever you want to, even if it's nothing at all.
Men,
exactly.
Do not pants your woman out in public. Maybe in the privacy of your own bedroom.
I'm sorry, but I would say break up with him.
What?
How humiliating is that as a woman? Come on now.
Are you going to break up with him, Justine?
No.
Okay.
But I want to get him back.
Just want to get him back. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We put 333 seconds on our show clock to get you to embarrass him. We're going to get you that time to get him to baby talk to you live in the radio while we eavesdrop, okay?
Okay.
Do you guys baby talk at all in the relationship?
Yeah, we do.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was a fast answer. Okay, girl.
Did you text all family and friends to listen to Live 101.5?
I did.
Oh, my God. Everyone's listening. This is going to be good. I could tell. They baby talk anyway, so.
Wow.
Let's give Lucas a call. Here we go.
Hello?
Babe, it's me.
Hey, hon. How are you?
Well, I'm not feeling too good.
No? What's wrong?
My head hurts, and, like, my stomach hurts. I'm just not feeling that good.
I'm sorry, hon.
Can you do your thing for me?
Honey, I'm out.
Please?
There's so many people around.
Please?
Mama need look and walk her. Mama need look and walk her. Daddy here for you, my little princess. I'll give you Baby, baby can look and walk it. It's all slicey, Bob.
Okay, Lucas.
Your what? Your lightsaber? Is that what you just said?
That's Mickey,
Lucas.
Honey. What's going on?
Oh, my God!
Well, honey. You're actually live on the radio right now with the Morning Mess.
No way! What?
I don't even know what
No! What the hell is going on here?
I have no idea.
I don't know. What just happened?
Justine, are you there?
Justine, are you kidding me? How'd you do that? What the hell?
I still got you back for punching me at that game.
No.
Which you deserve a lot harsher of a punishment, in my opinion.
Hey. Oh, we didn't even tell him. You've been cupcaked, buddy. Sorry.
You've been cupcaked! Oh, my God. I totally forgot about it.
There's so many people looking at me right now.
Oh, God. What the?
Oh, my God!
Please, don't tell me. Justine, this isn't foreplay, is it? Because I don't know how this can turn anybody on.
Oh, gosh.
But, Lucas, I will tell you that the whole family is listening to this on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Waka, waka. How's that for payback?
Waka, waka.
Waka, waka. Oh, is that waka, what this flaka? Is?
Oh, isn't there a puppet?
That's it's like Star Wars. Yeah, the character. Right? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Waka, waka.
Waka.
Okay, I'm done.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.